Just out for a walk with Poppy in the woods, and the air's thick with the smell of blackberries. It's just the right humidity for it, I think, and it's really strong smell. It's lovely. they're all over the place at the minute. They're really in their prime. Well, not much longer to go, but yeah, we've been feasting on them. Just sort of do an audio boo. A bit of a diary note, really. I went to the psychiatric assessment centre on Friday and now have proper referrals up here and stuff, which is comforting, because down south it was difficult. The psychiatrists kept moving on to different hospitals and stuff, and they didn't actually finalise my diagnosis, which means that I've not been able to really go to seek support groups or anything if I'd wanted to. But also there's the final diagnosis could lead to a slight change in my medication, which obviously hasn't happened yet, and this year's been pretty tough because of it, I think, especially with the strains of launching a startup, trying to sort of, you know, get back to real life, and just the sort of realities of the startup, the fact that we've run out of money, and therefore, you know, just have to take a contract at the minute. So it's a bit of a waiting game for me, really. I can't progress as well as I'd like to, but I'm hoping that we will be able to shortly. The Android app is taking shape, which is good. I'm generally just aware that, sadly I hadn't finished my treatment in London and kind of stopped treatment up here, and that's maybe meant it's been a little bit longer having to feel a bit like I'm riding bareback over this condition. But yeah, getting there definitely. Medication doses are pretty good at the minute. I've had 5 days of pretty much, I suppose, unhealthy, but I had a 6 to 8 week depression, so these last 5 days of feeling really awake, really enthused, it's a refreshing change. I know it's not healthy to be hardly sleeping and stuff, but after 2 months of just being in a, you know, pretty ill way, it's just nice to kind of have that brain sparking again, really. I'll try and sort my sleeping patterns out, and for the rest of it, for however long it's going to last for. But yes, I've been getting into StarCraft 2, watching loads of competition games, watching loads of the tutorials and stuff, and playing. Not ready to face the kind of competitive, I'm not ready to play online against anyone yet, but I'm enjoying it. It's a really good strategy game. And I've been continuing keeping the garden going, and but even that, when you're really depressed, when I'm really depressed, I find it hard to even get outside and mow the lawn or weed, or, you know, just do small jobs, really. It is a struggle to do anything other than get out from under the bed sheets, really, at that point. But getting better and better at seeing the way my mind is going, and modifying my behaviour to make sure it's as healthy as possible. Usually, except that I've been so missing an active brain for 2 months that I'm sort of buzzing off it a little bit at the minute, and know that it's not good for me to be literally staying up for 24 hours a day with the odd sort of 3 hour sleep here and there. I just thought I'd do a boo to keep my diary up to date, because I've been a bit lost, really, since I've moved here, in the sense that there's been so much good happened, so much good about it, and I feel so much more, I'm very happy with my life and my lot, you know. But there's the realities of the difficulty of launching a startup, the difficulty of doing that without, once your money's run out, sort of thing. And I mean, our money's more than run out now, you know, we're really not in a good way. Money wise, you have to sell the house and just stay renting, and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it's got past critical now, so that's not really that helpful when you're trying to sort of deal with mental illness. But all sorts of complications because I was moving up here and stuff. The allowance clawed got me, and I don't get any sick pay basically. I'm not eligible for sick pay or any sort of benefits. We might have to look into that a bit more because it's not a strong point. I've never really claimed benefits before, but yeah, I'm surprised to learn I can't since I've paid my taxes for 20 years and all the rest of it. But yeah, so you know, anyway, those strains are just things that don't make it easier. But and I'm not really sure how I raise funds, you know, I'm just not an expert at that sort of thing, and also, you know, I'm not a natural-born businessman, basically. Or rather, I was much more of a businessman in my career, because that's what, you know, I did business. But I seem to have this phobia against, or I just don't have, it's not in my brain to think about the money side of things. And yet, it's essential that I do. I suppose I've tried, but had a few setbacks, and it's been hard not to feel the whole project was doomed for the last 2 months, really. Yeah. When I sort of put it down on a boo, I start thinking, yeah, fuck, things aren't going great, really. Absolutely bugger all money, living in a negative income every month. No funding for Love Fresh on the horizon. And I don't know what else. This is the big thing for me, is I have fuck all idea what happens next, because I'm not employable by anyone else. Just because of my current history of mental health and the preliminary diagnosis of bipolar disorder, which I need firming up and I need to understand better. And anyway, I couldn't see myself working for the man again. My priorities are very much about passion-driven work rather than machine living, like I used to robotically go to the city and do. I don't need the salaries I used to earn, because that's, you know, I don't need the stress that comes with them, and I don't have any requirement for that kind of money. I would think that Love Fresh is a really investable business, really, because for very little investment, we're going to be able to retain the staff that we need for at least the next year and build properly. And at the end of it, I mean, the things that we've got all laid out on the drawing board are great, you know, absolutely dream stuff. A framework for food change and a framework for connecting communities to their food supplies. But we can't build it until we have the funds to. Until we have some funds. So it's very frustrating, really. But my main goal is just to keep my sanity intact. So I've kind of made sure I pay attention to that as much as possible. Just making sure I don't fall in the river. Poppy, no, taking no such route. Yeah, anyway, jibber, 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 jibber. Been over a year since we moved up here, so I guess I'm just I'd have to say that I'm so thrilled we have moved up here, and that everything about life, our little cottage, our garden with lots of things growing, our chickens, my huge vegetable patch, regular foraging, and general space is all just an absolute dream. I find it a little bit tough because I literally only see my wife. I don't really have any other company because we've no neighbours, and I'm still a recovering agoraphobic who doesn't feel very comfortable going out. It doesn't come naturally to go out and socialise. So especially not in a brand new town with strangers. Anyway, so yeah, there's some challenges, but I'm just hopeful for a break. You know, I'm teaching myself. I've started to learn, rather, because I'm nowhere near anywhere useful. Well, I'm nowhere near knowing, but I'm teaching myself iOS, so I can write my own iPhone apps. More importantly, develop the Lovefresh iPhone app. And JavaScript, but that I already kind of... Things like JavaScript, HTML, CSS, PHP... I'm all right with, you know. I've extensively used MySQL databases and frameworks and things. I'm fine with, but I just haven't got a core. I want a core coding language that I'm that I can learn from the beginning. It's either Ruby on Rails or iOS, and I reckon once I've learned iOS, Ruby on Rails will take me no time because it's pretty simple from the looks of it compared to iOS. So I'm hoping that will empower me a bit, because ever since I was 13 and I worked for Stack Electronics through the school programming light pen software for the VIC-20 and the Commodore 64, I've wanted nothing more than that. It just so happens, and it's in a story for another day, that at the time, at 15 years old, or 14 years old, in the heart of this cycle of being only one of three at a really, you know, pretty posh boys school I went to, and I was one of three who was doing this coding. And my family doctor told my parents that it was causing me depression. And they banned me from using computers. So that was when it was all staved off from me at the age of sort of 15. And I didn't get back into computing again until I got to university. But it's kind of a deeper issue for me than I realised, that that was the one thing in life that... You know, at that age, I could tell that I wanted to do it for the rest of my life. And it was all very upsetting at the time, all those years ago, you know. But really, thinking about it now, having been taken to this board, about to be, I think, diagnosed with bipolar disorder, according to the last therapist I saw, that's the case. But it's the psychiatrist that does that, so... That would give me some inclination to an explanation which was far more informed than computers causing it way back then. And I think I'll feel bitter for the rest of my life if I don't redress that imbalance, because I ended up doing psychology, then engineering, then being a negotiator and in the city. And none of them ever did it for me the way computing always has. So... Yes, I think that's going to... That is what I'm doing at the minute. It's going to empower me. It's going to mean that if I have ideas for a startup, I can build them on my own and not cause anyone else's life's grief. and I'm still keeping my fingers crossed that at some point my co-founder's going to decide to return to Lovefresh, but I just don't know if that's going to happen, you know. And in the meantime, there's other guys that's on the team. James, he's working really well on stuff. And Serica, Chris, my friend Chris, who's joined us recently, he's working on the Android app. So we'll still progress with Lovefresh, but we just will be very slow. And I'm sure that someone else will come and do it better, or rather quicker, if we don't up our game. However, this next month I'm focusing on speaking to VCs, trying to raise some funds. And we'll see. And in addition to that, over the next few months, the new part of Lovefresh, Lovefresh version 2, which is monetized, will hopefully start to eke its way out, and that will give us a small income, which will hopefully grow quickly into a self-sustaining income. The model is really scalable, so, you know, the way we have it planned... If it catches on, if people like it, if it gets the traction it needs, and we get lots of support from food producers and farms and artisans and restaurants and bars, then I think we can thrive. We've certainly built the framework, we've built the technology, we just need the kind of momentum. and the final bits of development. Anyway, God, I really have gone on. I've just realised we've been right round the forest and come back with Poppy. I bet you this is even finished. No, 4 minutes remaining. It looks like I'm going to go to the field with Poppy. I seem to have gone around the woods rather too quickly there, gibbering away into this. Anyway, diary note complete, and yeah, just got to watch this space from my own point of view, really, and see how it goes. Try not to get too vexed about anything, and try and take deep breaths regularly.